You are now tuned in to Go Time Dolphins with Charlie Touche and Kadeem Simmons, the Miami Dolphins podcast that's for the fans and by the fans.
Gotta make them lose their mind when it's your time. And it's your time. Going all out when it's go time. Go, go. I ain't wasting no time. Gotta make them lose their mind when it's your time. Cause it's your time. Lay it on the line when it's go time. Go, go. Don't waste no time.
Charlie, it is well and truly draft season, and this is the first for Go Time Dolphins, our first, you know, college prospect, our first draft eligible prospect. Before we delve into all of that, as always, Charlie, how are you?
It's Go Time Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins podcast that goes not only across the pond, but across the world. I'm your boy, Charlie Touche. I got my co-host, Kadeem Simmons, with me. It's always for the fans and by the fans. Your favorite podcast. Kadeem, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little tired, but I'm all right, man. 72 hour weeks, I'm jumping back in it, man. About to get the switch of the scenery real soon, and man, I missed the microphone, bro.
Listen, obviously the last, say, year or so, we kind of haven't been going. We've been going like full time, but it's like still getting used to the whole not going three times a week, all that kind of stuff. But whenever we jump on a mic, it's always fun. Obviously, recently had Geronimo Allison on the episode, on the show. We've got, you know, a new guest today. We've got more coming soon. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I know you're tired, dude. I'm tired. Like, it's just nonstop. It's relentless at the moment.
But we might be tired, but we're not tired of draft season. You feel me? And our next guest is a prospect coming up. I was watching this film, right? I'm like, you know, I'm going to just wait till he come on the episode. But listen, we got Julius Wilkerson on the show today, linebacker, Davenport University. Julius, what's happening?
How you doing?
We all right, man. We appreciate you coming on today, bro.
Appreciate you having me.
But I ain't going to lie. First thing that stood out to me when I seen your film was your relentless pursuit. You just relentless in pursuit. You feel me? But before we get into that, man, where you from, bro? Tell us what school you went to. Tell us all the good stuff.
Yeah, so originally from Mequon, Wisconsin, and people in the United States don't even know where that is. It's like a suburb of Milwaukee. So originally from there, came out of high school, went to Wayne State. Then I went to Davenport. I went to Wayne State for like 5 years, then transferred out into Davenport. So now I'm here. Now I'm just on the grind.
So you said Mequon?
Yeah, Mequon. Yep.
So hold on. I know there's a Racine up there.
Yeah, there's a Racine.
Hold up. There's what's that other one? It's maybe more North Milwaukee. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I got some Milwaukee cities out there. Come on, now, I do this a little bit. You feel me? But yeah, man. So about this relentless in pursuit, bro, we're gonna put it up on our socials. Your game tape, bro. You stand out for sure in the middle. Did you play Mike all the time?
Yeah, so I played Mike primarily. That's kind of where I just kind of grew up in. College-wise, I played a different position in high school. But, yeah, I've done some outside work, too, but mainly found my home at Mike.
Hey, what's your measurables?
My measurables? Oh, I'm 6 foot. 6 foot to the NFL. You know how they try to get you.
Yeah.
Like, it was so close to 6'1". You might as well just say 6'1". But 230. Yeah, 6 foot. Yeah.
I'm just saying. If they buying, you gotta sell it, bro. So we got Julius Wilkerson, 6'1" and a half. You know what I'm saying? 245. You feel me? Let's do it.
Exactly.
What you got for us, Kadeem?
Julius, you mentioned it was in college you played linebacker, but I read that in high school you played quarterback and then moved to safety. Talk us through that transition from like a quarterback to safety and then linebacker.
Yeah. So. It's actually hilarious. So quarterback, I played that through my, like, I started playing football when I was like 5 years old, then playing quarterback, played a little bit of linebacker and like kind of peewee stuff. I was really hard, a hard hitting guy. So Broke a couple bones while I was at it. And then I just really like the quarterback position. I wanted to stick with it. But my coach, sophomore year, talked to me about moving to free safety as a junior. And I was for it, you know, team player. So I moved to free safety, did some backup work at quarterback. Free safety was like a real trip because I had no idea about defenses or anything. I was just out there going, playing, hitting the ball, you know. Like coverage wise, they tell me what coverage we were in. We'd be like, oh, yeah, it's a deep half, deep quarter, stuff like that. I don't know why I could not see it. Like mentally, I just could not see like the field splitting in half or the field splitting in, like a fourth. So I was just out there just playing. And they kind of tricked me in a little bit because like I'm just a hard hitting guy. So I'd come down in the box a lot, try to make some plays. And they saw that. So really, my role was labeled as a free safety, but I started doing like strong safety stuff. And in certain situations, I'd just be in the box already. And also I was like, 200 pounds as a safety back there in high school. So they just saw the natural transition to outside linebacker my senior year, got up to 220 and was just kind of doing the whole thing. And that was a whole journey within itself too. So it was just a lot of moving around, never like too settled into one position until college for real.
That's real similar to Cam Chancellor. I don't know if you're familiar with Cam Chancellor, former Seattle Seahawk. Same story. But you know, now safety nowadays, you're just a safety. It's not free and strong. You got to be multiple. You got to be versatile back there. You say you're a quarterback, right?
Yep.
I'm going to just be real with you. When you're a football player growing up, the best person on the team is usually the quarterback, and then the quarterback usually plays safety. So that tells me a little something about you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some of them teams was legit with you. You feel me? So you're not sneaking that one by us. You feel me? I like it, bro. Hey, and that other city I was talking about, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan? Yeah. Sheboygan.
Hey, come on, man. I do this, bro. I do this. You know what I'm saying? I know a little something.
Wasn't that mentioned in the Family Guy episode?
I don't know. Was it Sheboygan? Wisconsin?
I would not know. Like, I've
heard that somewhere. And it sounded like something from a Family Guy. Like, I'm going to have to try and work out where I heard that name for, because me being in the UK, my city knowledge in the US is literally, it's a sports team there, be it baseball, soccer, football, basketball. I know that. Outside of that, that's where I kind of get lost. So, yeah.
I think I just said Sheboygan, Chicago. I meant Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I don't know if I said Chicago or not, but whenever I think of Wisconsin, I think of Chicago because of proximity. But yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, back to the topic, bro. How do you get ready for games? Like it's a game coming up. You in the locker room, got the alpha in you. You feel me? You've been a force all your life. You got teammates. You got to display leadership. Some of your teammates ain't about that life, and you know the ones who aren't about that life. What's it like in the locker room for you?
Nah, for me, I'd say like all the teams I've been around, everybody about that life. I think to that. I played with some dogs, man. Especially this last year at Davenport, everybody was about that life. But I'd say for me, it's changed throughout the years. Like before, I'd be listening to hype music and stuff like that, kind of getting in the zone that way. But nowadays, I kind of just more so listen to like inspirational speeches, because I feel like that's how I get going for real. Like get into that zone, and you kind of never want to be too high or too low. You know, you kind of want to be even keel. Obviously, coming out, you got those game day jitters for real. But for real, I'm just like, I'm silent. I'm going through it in my head, because the night before, I don't want to do nothing with football. You know, I feel like I've prepared all this week. If I don't know it, then I don't know it. But I'm going to go with the stuff that I know. Get in that kind of zone where you just like that flow state, you know, where it's just you're all dialed in. I make sure I go over in pregame, like what plays am I expecting to see? How am I going to react to it? But then after that, it's go time. Let's focus up. Let's just do it, you know?
Hey, we're going to use that as a plug. It's go time. Let's do it. You feel me? Like, we appreciate the drop, bro. We appreciate the drop. You feel me? Like, unscripted drops. We love them here. So you said the night before the game, it's the calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I'll do stuff. I'll, like, watch a movie. I usually do a little prayer with my girlfriend or just something like that. Like, just nothing. Like, I don't want to have, you know, you do the team for dinner, sure, stuff like that. But then after that, it's straight, like, let's get our mind off of football. You've done it. You know it. Because you know, if you keep on trying to study and stuff like that, I feel like it's kind of like cramming for a test. You might just forget just because you're bottling up all that excitement, that nervous energy. I want to keep it calm, keep it smooth, just make sure like I'm in that zone.
Hey, what kind of movies we watching though? Is it like motivational movies? Is it like Gladiator? Like, are you not entertained? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of movies we talking about? Or is it like, you know what? I'm just chilling right now.
Yeah, so it's been every different type of movie for real. Like, I think the week before is kind of funny because I'll just like, what am I feeling? Like, what's the thing for this week? You know, what's kind of the motto for this week? So like, I know week one last year, or like, no, actually, yeah, week one, it was Puss in Boots, the new Puss in Boots movie. Okay. Just because it was like, it had a great message in it. Like, he's trying to escape death. And, you know, that last year is kind of like the death. Like, hey, it could happen. It's coming for us all. Like, with football, like a football death is like, this could be the end of your career. Like, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to value it? Are you just going to like sit around, do nothing, just be like, oh, it's all over? Or are you going to go out there and attack it, knowing that, hey, it's still coming for me one day, but it ain't coming today. So I think that was kind of that week. I know I watched a million Miles Away. That's a really good movie on Amazon Prime. That was a super good movie. Man, I watched one with Michael B. Jordan in it. Oh, man, that was it. I watched Creed 3 because Wayne legit. State week, because that's it was kind of like I'm coming back to old friend, you know. We gotta deal with it. We gotta see what's up.
It was circled on the schedule. It was circled,
circled on the schedule. Of course. Like I got lighter love for Wayne State, but it was definitely circled on the schedule.
Charlie, you know what I'm gonna say? I've never seen a Creed movie, never seen a Rocky movie. Like, so I'm sure Creed 3 is a great movie. I'm sorry, I can't connect with you guys on that. I've just never seen it.
Hold on, you look befuddled, Julius. My dog say he ain't never seen Rocky, and you was looking like what are they doing over there across the pond? You know what I'm saying?
Staple, man.
Have you seen Gladiator? You seen Gladiator?
Of course, man. I played football. Like, we
I've seen Gladiator. They're making a Gladiator 2 or like a new one's coming up.
Yeah, so listen. They said they were, but it's been in the quote unquote making for like 7 years now. I don't think it's actually coming, you know what I'm saying? But I would love to see it, you know what I'm saying? My name's Maximus Decimus Meridius, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I can't make, nah, bro. Yeah. But hey,
apparently it comes out November this year.
I heard that for like 4 years, bro.
Apparently, keyword is apparently.
Hey, Gladiator come out, we're going to have to get you back on here. We're going to talk Gladiator too, bro. You feel
me? Of course, of course.
What you got for us, Kadeem?
You mentioned, obviously, you know, the night before, you're not watching, you know, like nothing to do with football. But you also mentioned like the kind of music you listen to and stuff like that, and not getting too high and not getting too low. What's your game day playlist? And does it have R&B on it? Can you like game prep to R&B? Charlie, don't give me that face. This is the thing we do now. Can you game prep to slow jams or R&B at the very least?
If I'm, you know, I'm like a more of a meaning type of music person. So if it's got like some type of meaning that I'm looking for, I could probably do it. I haven't done it. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never done it, but I think I could do it, you know. But for me, I'm a Dreamville fan through and through. I'm going to listen to J. Cole. I'm going to listen to Boz. I'm going to listen to Luke. And then I'm going to get those, you know, you got to get Gunna in there, Lil Baby. I think, yeah, 42 Doug is on that playlist, but, you know, just some stuff to get you hype, but also some stuff with some meaning too. So have you ever gotten hyped to R&B?
Don't listen to this guy, bro.
Listen. I can get hyped to anything, whether I'm gaming, whether I'm playing sports. Like, I never played at the level that you played at, Julius. Charlie ain't played at no level. Charlie's always injured. We all know this. But when I was playing sports up until maybe 30, 31, my journey music could be anything from like Jid to Tyler the Creator to Alicia Keys to like Faith Evans, Lauryn Hill. It don't matter. If I'm in a mood, I'm in a mood. So I can get hyped to anything. I'm just saying.
I just feel like when you walk in, like game day. Yeah, I see you try to switch it up too, Kadeem. You use like game day before.
I never said game day before. I said game day.
Julius Wilkerson coming out of such and such, 6'2.5", 345. You know what I'm saying? We gotta sell it, bro. We gotta sell it. You know what I'm saying? Walk out the tunnel. There's nothing. You know he got the headphones on by whoever he's sponsored by with these headphones. We're not gonna put no names out there because we need the sponsors. Do you feel me? Right. We need the endorsements. We walk out into the tunnel. There's nobody out there. It's an empty stadium, and it's an hour and a half before the game. And you walk out there, no shirt on. You feel me? And you vibing, bro. Vibing. It's not going to be the TLC. I promise. I love TLC. You know what I'm saying? But it's not TLC in there, bro. Exactly. I'm just saying.
TLC Creep, man. We could do something. I'm just saying.
I like Creep. That's right. Matter of fact,
yeah, see?
You know what? I was going to say something. You know what? I'll say it. I just got a new trumpet, bro. I don't know how to play the trumpet, but that's on my to-do playlist, how to play.
Why do you have a trumpet? Saying?
Because I want to learn an instrument. Why can't I learn an instrument, Kadeem?
I ain't saying this. Learn whatever you like.
Julie, you know any instruments, bro? What? Matter of fact, what are some of your talents outside of football, bro?
Yeah. So I actually played the violin from, I want to say, elementary school to like the first year of high school. Switched over, played the bass, and then I got, my friend bought me, because I was like, you know what, I might want to play a ukulele or something like that. My friend bought me a ukulele. I learned how to play some songs, and then I was just like, you know what, it's so small, it's like, bro, it's uncomfortable. So I was just like, you know what, but I'm gonna get back into it. I'm 1000% gonna get back.
I ain't gonna lie, if you end up in Miami, we have a quarterback that is a pretty dope ukulele player. That's all I'm saying. You might have to pick that thing back up, and I might have to come through with the trumpet, and we might have to get a little, you know what I'm saying? We might have to do a little something. You feel me, Kadeem? Yes, why you ain't ask Julius, why you have a violin? Why you ain't ask him that, Kadeem?
The violin is a dope instrument. Like, I play the clarinet. Violin is like, no, violin's legit.
Hold 100%. Up. So the clarinet's more dope than the trumpet?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
100%. Nah, my dog tripping. See, bro, my dog tripping. Hey, listen.
What does Kenny G play?
He played the sax.
Because he was playing the clarinet. To get to the sax, play the clarinet.
He's like a sax player though. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, the first, I know this is supposed to be about you, Julius, but we're gonna plug this in here since I just got my trumpet. The first song I'm gonna learn how to play is Outkast, Spodeody Dopealicious. So that's the reason I got it. Well, someone got it for me, but that's the reason I wanted it. But yeah, man, Julius, bro, like we appreciate you coming on, like just to chop it up with us and everything like that, bro. Is there anything you got for the people that you want to just put out there?
Just keep going, man. No matter how, like, it's, I'm going through this process, man, and it's everything's always in the air. Everything's hearing one thing or another, but just keep going, man. Keep the faith and keep going. Just, there's something out there. You keep on working for it. There's going to be an opportunity. So I think that's kind of the best thing I could say to anybody out there, because not even with like football, but just life. Like life, my mom just came in my room today. She's like, life is life in the day. I had to explain that to her. She was like, what does that even mean? I was like, oh, let me sit you down and do this 15-minute explanation. But yeah, just keep on going, even when life is life.
You got something for him, Kadeem, before we get
quickly. Your pro day. How was your pro day? I believe you mentioned your 40 time and stuff like that, but what was the pro day like? And if you're able to say, you've spoken to many teams, like have any, for your agent or yourself, like the draft process in general, how's it going?
Yeah, it went by fast, man. Like you don't think it's gonna go by that fast, but like once stuff got going, it was going. You know, I think I did well. I think I proved what I set out to prove. I'm gonna try to get into another pro day just to sharpen some things up. But I think I proved myself. I think talking to some teams, you know, there's always a little bit you can improve here and there. But my agent has talked to I think three or four teams for me so far after the pro day. Obviously got some teams you talked to before, but it was an experience, you know. You like, you always watch it on TV or you watch the combine and say like, man, I wonder what it's like out there. But once you're in it, it's like, man, like this is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool experience. It's like, it's nothing, it's not football, but it's like, it's close, you know. You kind of get that itch after not playing it for so long.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you know they call it the underwear Olympics. You know what I'm saying? But you still doing the techniques, you know what I'm saying? You're still going through the motions and everything. You just said it's not football. One can interpret it as football, but a football player here just said it's not really football. And I could understand that. Kadeem might not be able to understand that, you know what I'm saying? But me and you, we could understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I feel you, bro. How many times you throw up 225?
I threw that thing up 20 times, man. You could even ask my guy. I was doing it for like weeks. I was over here preparing, like, this is how I'm gonna throw it up. Like, I was like, you know, I'm gonna do 10 straight, then I'm gonna do my twos, then I'm gonna do one until I can't do it no more. And he was like, he was making fun of me because I'm over here like grunting for real, like I'm doing it in the air and stuff like that. But then I did it. I did that 20. So I was just like, hey, it worked.
Hey, this. I was gonna ask Kadeem how many times he throws up 225, but we don't have to ask. Listen, there's this reel on IG, right? It's real on IG where it's the person who works out, and it's like, you know, all these funny reels, and there's the up person up up, and then there's the hisser. There's the motivator, like, come on, come on, come on, get up, like, bro. It's we'll share that on our socials as well, man. But what's your least favorite workout of your pro days and your like combines, and what's your most favorite?
My least favorite is L drill. I do not like it. I don't know why, but for the life of me, I could never get the steps, and it's just something I have to go into. Like, I can't think about it at all. I gotta and then get out of there. But that's like, that for me is just like, man, what is up with this drill? But I say my favorite one because it proves like what I needed to prove, you know, is a 5-10-5, like going sideline to sideline. That's my bread and butter as a linebacker. That's what I love to do. So that's kind of my favorite one there.
And so when you say L drill, you mean the cones?
Yeah, like the three cone drill. You go back, forward, and then do a little loop de loop.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to. You said side to side, you're going to be scraping, you know what I'm saying? Dip and rip, all the good stuff, you know?
I love that. Like, you get into position drills, you put some bags out there. I'm dipping, I'm ripping.
I love that.
It's definitely in my bag. It's just like doing that back and forth. I don't know. It just doesn't translate for me.
We was going to get up out of here, but I'm just having too much fun. We're going to let you go eventually. But, bro, when you lined up, quarterbacks right there across from you, what are some of the reads that you go through? Like, what are take us into the eyes of a Mike?
Oh man, yeah, I love it. Like, I can imagine it right now. You line up, and then it's just like dependent on. It's so much going on, and that's the fun of the game. Like, you just like, you're getting the call in, and I think I hate it, but I also love it. Like, when the call comes in late, and you just got to keep on going. So like, you get the call in late. You look, you try to line everybody up. For me, it's like, okay, let's get the D-line lined up. Who are we keying that week to get the line? So say the tight end's on the right side, we go like rip, 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 get them lined up. Then we're looking to the center, well, depending on if they have 3x2x, you know, stuff like that. But we're looking at my triangle at my center, my guard to my other guard, back to the running back, like kind of what they're doing, how they're looking, like, anybody leaning, anybody kind of back, or anybody too low forward, try to get a read there. Then look at the quarterback. Some quarterbacks, like, before they're going to pass it, and some just do it naturally. Like, they'll rub their hands before they pass it or something like that. So you're looking for, like, those small little cues. You're looking at the running back. Like, does he seem disinterested? Like, okay, now I got a pass block. That's what the small guys do. They'll be like, oh, my gosh. Some small guys will be like, they'll look right at you because they're like, okay, I cannot forget to get this guy. You got the bowling balls who are like, oh, I'm ready to get this ball. Like,
so man.
But you kind of look at the running back, see what they're doing. And then once that ball snapped, it's like, oh, and also, obviously, you go through your head, like, what's the coverage? Who do I have? What are we going to do? What's the run responsibility? What gap do I have? But what I love about football is, like, all that, once the ball is snapped, goes out the window. Like, everything changes. Like, there's always a set formation, and you got to make sure you have your responsibility set. But, like, once those guys start moving, everything changes, everything rearranges, and you just kind of got to react off of it. So then you're looking at who's pulling, who's dropping back, who's doing it. It's just, it's controlled chaos, and it's awesome. I love it.
Bro, that was beautiful.
I love that.
I ain't gonna lie.
I love that. Love that. It was like, bro, it was all the technical terms, and then it was like, once the ball is snapped, yo, it's finished. Like, it's see ball, get ball. Like, that's all that matters.
And, exactly.
And again, like, I know we, like, don't take up too much of your time, but from watching your tape and stuff like that, there's plays you just make where it's like the ball is snapped, and it don't matter if it's a fake handoff. It, like, no, like, you see the ball, you go for the ball. There's one play in particular where I think it's like at the start of one of your highlight videos on YouTube. You're lining up on the, like, outside of the left tackle, I believe it is, and that ball is snapped. It's like, you, dude, get out of my way. Like a goal line stand. I was like,
it's the first play. It's the first play.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
yeah. It's
the first play. 100%. Yeah. No, Go ahead. Dude's reaction was kind of like, he fell back and he was like looking at like was that a human being that just did that to me? Like, dude, because dude had to be upwards of 300 pounds, bro. But go ahead, my bad.
No, you're good. No, it was funny because that play, like, I didn't know I made that play like that. Like, I knew my hands went on him, but, like, in my mind, I'm just, like, concentrated on the ball. Like, you know, we're in the goal line. I got to get this guy down. So, like, my thing is I hit somebody. And then I was just like, oh, he's gone. He disappeared. I guess he, like, pulled or something. I didn't even need to put my hands on him. And I ran and tackled him. And then after that game, I look and I was like, oh, my gosh, I actually did that. Like, I was like, because, you know, you think, like, when you hit somebody, you knock them on the ground, you feel it. But, like, for that, I was just like, and go. I was just so locked in that game. It was funny.
Yo, that's a dude right there, bro. You a dude for that.
100%.
That's for real. I ain't going to lie, Kadeem. I wish I had a helmet to strap up right now, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just ready to strap up. You the green dot dude. You the leader. Bring us out the locker room. Kadeem don't have to be next to us because he's listening to, like, who knows what TLC he's listening creep. To. TLC, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we here. We got Lil Jon in the headphones. We're ready, bro. I see you. Like, I'm here. I'm probably playing, like, I don't know what I'll be playing. I might be like a slot receiver. So
you're playing in the blue 10. You're injured. It's fine. We even know what it is. Hamstring or finger. It's all good.
That's creep, Kadeem. That's creep. Hey, Julius. Hey, tell everybody where they can find you, man. What's your socials?
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at JU_JU Wilkerson. My nickname is Juju, so that's just kind of what I did there. Twitter, Julius Wilker, at Julius Wilkerson 1. Yeah, that's pretty much all I really use for real. So,
Julius Wilkerson, Davenport University, Wayne State. Y'all know what time it is. Stay positive, test negative. For Julius Wilkerson, Kadeem Simmons, I'm Charlie Touche. Thank you for tuning in this time. Make sure you catch us next time on Go Time. Already.
See you later.
Gotta make them lose their mind when it's your time. And it's showtime. Going all out when it's go time. Go, go. I ain't wasting no time. Gotta make them lose their mind when it's showtime. Cause it's your time. Lay it on the line when it's go time. Go, go. Don't waste no time. Gotta make them lose their mind when it's your time. And it's showtime. Going all out when it's go time. Go, go. I ain't wasting no time.
Oh. Our first college prospects, Julius Juju, great dude, extremely humble, just a great conversation by someone who you watch the tape, you spend time with him. Like, he really intelligent dude. Like, he knows what he's talking about. He knows how to diagnose play. He's just a great dude and a great player as well.
Bro, you could tell he's a football player. Like, when Chris Greer says, oh, this is what I'm looking for. I'm not just saying this, bro, because he's on the show. Like, that's what Chris Greer be talking about. I want leaders. I want people who love football, who know football, who are smart that live football, right? I'll be on, and I kind of said this, bro. He reminds me of what we already have in the locker room. Like that, when I met Robert Hunt, that was that right there. When I met Austin Jackson, bro, it's, and then Miles Gaskin,
Hollins.
No. I'm not saying Hollins, not that, but more so, Brandon Jones, right? Hollins a little different. Brandon Jones, all of those boys was very similar to Julius. Holland, on the other hand, is more of a, he's like this analytical computer. He's like a computer, bro. Like Javon Holland, front of the podcast, is like a computer, and he just calculates. Like even when me and Javon Holland was chilling in the crib. At the crib. It's not like we met in public. We're at the crib and we're just chilling. He was on the couch vibing. I'm on at the table. We're talking. Dude is very analytical. He observes. He's a different type of football player. You know what I'm saying? But as far as what Chris Greer was talking about, and then I don't know. I didn't see Javon Holland's leadership skills and abilities and stuff like that when I met him, because it was a whole completely different vibe than how I met everybody else out in public and stuff. So, but yeah, man, as far as appearing to be good dudes, yeah, Javon Holland, all of them fit the mold, and so does Julius Wilkinson.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just that, yeah, you know, his pro days sound like it went really well, but he's always, you know, trying to improve or trying to better himself. And, you know, I feel like people watch, you know, these interviews and probably think, oh, you know, they're just saying all this nice stuff because, you know, the one they're showing and watching. Like, it really isn't that. These are genuinely, genuinely great people. We chat to them outside of the podcast, you know, and I just think, you know, if you're watching on Patreon, you've seen us break down his own film. He's a dude. He's a football dude. And I just think that, yeah, you know, from everything he was talking about, even, you know, to the way he prepares, be it, you know, during the week and then the night before and then on game day and all that kind of stuff, it's not just an amazing conversation to have. And I've, as with all our conversations, genuinely enjoyed it.
Bonus content coming up for everybody, all the prospects that we have on the podcast. ¶¶